Right, Ollie, before I asked you about your final league game of the season, just asked you to reflect maybe. How do you feel your first season as manager in senior football went?
It was up and down very much, Kenny. I think there was a period through the middle of the season where we went, I think, 11 games unbeaten, which was very pleasing. Although we didn't win a huge amount of those games, we were very stubborn, very difficult to beat. But we then lost at home to Shamrock Rovers for the second time, with about 6-7 games to go, and the wheels came off, if you like, our whatever hope we had of trying to get into a playoff. It was difficult to maintain the level that we were at. You know, it took a lot out of the players week in, week out, up and down the country, you know, in Wexford one week, down in Cove the week after, and it probably caught up with us with about maybe a month of the season left, Kenny.
Yeah, well, it's a huge commitment for players, as you say, but from your own point of view, I suppose, defensively you were strong all season, just conceding 26 goals in 27 games, and maybe the problem was maybe scoring those extra few goals to get out of those 11 draws, maybe getting a few extra ones.
Yeah, there was a number of draws, excuse me, over the season where we possibly could have gone on and maybe, I think the game we were 2-1 up against Wexford, where we should have gone on to win it and didn't. There was a number of those games along the way, but there were also draws away to Longford that was a brilliant point, and we didn't deserve any more than that. But I think the difficulty is, yeah, we probably didn't score enough goals to a certain extent, but trying to maintain maybe the intensity and the work rate probably eventually caught up with the lads.
Yes, Ollie, and you made it to the semi-final of the Cup, which is always a big achievement for any club, especially a First Division club. And all in all, it was a decent season for Finn Harps this year.
Yeah, the Cup run was great. You know, while it ended abruptly last Sunday up in Inchicore, it was a great run. I think our victory away to Wexford was probably our best performance all in all season. Maybe that in the home league game against Shelburne. But yeah, it was disappointing, obviously, to be at the end of a 6-1 turnaround in Richmond Park last Sunday. But, you know, there was lessons to be learned. We probably, you know, underachieved last Sunday in the manner we played. Too many lads probably didn't come up to scratch. But look, they're a decent outfit and, you know, they'll take a bit of beating.
Yes, Ollie, and looking at things, heading into tomorrow's game, you're playing the First Division champions, Longford Town, tomorrow. It's going to be a tough occasion, but it's the last game of the season. I'm sure you're hoping you'll put on a decent performance for the final game.
Yeah, we'll be looking at that, you know, whatever about the result tomorrow. Obviously, we'd like to get a result against, the best side in our division in Longford Town. It'll be difficult. They've achieved to win the league last Saturday. Their confidence will be up and it'll take a serious performance to get anything out of it. They're the only side that we haven't scored against this season. While we lost narrowly 1-0 at home and away and had a great nil-all draw down in Longford during the summer, we still haven't scored against them and we hope to put that right tomorrow.
And what can you expect from your team tomorrow, Ollie? Have you got, will it be similar to what you've played this in recent weeks, or will you be making a few changes?
Well, Garrett is out with, he's suspended, he has two games and he serves the first of them tomorrow. So he'll be out, Gerald Callan is out with an injury, as is Brian McGrory. So there will be a number of changes, one or two lads we'll have a look at, possibly with a view to next year. But, you know, we're putting out a side that we feel can get a result here tomorrow.